No, I can't sing. I know my voice is in rag order and I don't really take care of it and stuff like that. And we used to have these choirs in school and I was never allowed to sing. I was told I was annoying Jesus. I was told we were trying to celebrate him, not remind him of his shortcomings. Tone deaf. I'm completely tone deaf. Be a nice name for a rapper. Who dat? That tone deaf motherfucker. Tone deaf, step up to the microphone. Hi-ya! Yeah, I was always asked to mime in the choir. You know. But being asked to mime, it in a funny way, it kind of backfired on the priest because it to the onlooker, I was freed from any vocal responsibilities, so I just concentrated on my performance skills. And I just looked like the best choir singer in the group. I was there. I've only sang in public once in my life. I don't know if this would be entirely understandable to the Americans, but we'll give it a go. I follow all the soccer teams in England. Irish people would follow an English soccer team because their championship is a lot more dramatic than what happens in Ireland. And the teams are much, much bigger and they get the best players in the world. And young Irish boys would choose an English soccer team to support at the age of about 7 or 8. And I chose a team called Liverpool. Who have this amazing song called You'll Never Walk Alone. It's one of the most fucking emotional songs in sport. Never sang in public in my life. And I got to go to see Liverpool play in their home ground. And it's fucking overwhelming. I'm standing there with 45,000 men. And the song starts up, and I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to fucking embarrass myself or anything, right? The song starts up and then these Liverpool fellas start looking at me. Hey mate, fucking sing mate. It's your team too, fucking sing. And I said, well, actually, I'm tone deaf. I don't give a fuck, mate. You'll be tone blind in a minute. Fucking sing. So I had to join in, and it was just to sing that with 45,000 people. It was just fucking overwhelming. At the end of the tour, and the good life. And then the team that I love so much came out into the pitch. 11 millionaires in shorts. People from Liverpool in England are called, the Americans are called Scousers. Scouse people is what they're called. Now, I wanted my family to experience some of this. So I took my 7-year-old daughter to see Liverpool play Chelsea in London about 9 months ago. Okay? Now, we were at the travelling Liverpool supporters. 3,000 of the scalliest, scousiest, marijuana smoking, on probation fuckers that ever took a bus to London, right? Standing there, surrounded by 40,000 of the most arrogant, pseudo Cockney London wankers you've ever met. And they're giving it all of this. Top of the league, we're having a laugh. 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 And they were top of the league. And they were having a laugh. But the truth hurts more. So I said to my daughter, Eve, I said, Evie, whatever song the Liverpool fans sing, we have to sing as well. Because there's only a few of us and there's loads of them. She went, okay, daddy. Now, every time the ball went near John Terry, who's the Chelsea captain, the Liverpool fans started singing John Terry's "Ma'am, She Loves a Scouse Cock." There was no explanation. There was no backstory. I was there, for fuck's sake, lads. She's only 7, but they didn't care. I've got five children. I know that's a lot. You know, the only other people who have 5 children are movie superstars. People like Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. How many fucking kids do they have? All from different parts of the world. Man, I never met the man. I know nothing about him. But I wouldn't say it's his idea. She's the look of a fucking lunatic about her, doesn't she? But she's got lips like a duvet, so he'd do anything for her. I'd say there's mornings that Brad comes down into the kitchen, bumping into some young fella he's never laid eyes on before. Well, hello, little man. And where are you from? Picking up the child to see if there's a country of origin sticker on it. Now, I like adoption. I think it's a great idea. I'd love to adopt, but I only want to adopt talented children. Pasty-faced, uncoordinated Irish kids. I can make them myself. There was a talent show on in my kids' school recently. And an 8-year-old girl did a tumble onto a mattress. At a fucking talent show. A tumble onto a mattress. And it was touch and go if she was going to make it there for a while or not. She came down with a thwack and stood up as if she'd won an Olympic medal. And we had to clap. And I was there. What the fuck is this shit? We were basically just congratulating gravity on working its invisible magic. Then these 2 Chinese kids got up that had been adopted by a Galway couple. They were playing the violin and they were fucking incredible. One fella was just looking at the violin and it was singing at him. They're the kind of kids I want. I want to go to orphanages and hold auditions for a new reality show called Who Wants to Be a Tiernan? You're too old. I got... Fuck, the nightmare returns. Friday the 17th. Part 2. Just when you thought it was safe to have a dramatic pause in the show. Tommy! Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend.